All right, so last week we started Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, and why are we doing Mitzvah Srichos Kavana? Because it's a sugya in Brachos, except that it's not really a sugya in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos talks about the case where you're holding a kos of deshichra, you're holding a kos of beer, and you start making a bracha thinking that it's wine. You start making a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that it's wine, so you're thinking you're going to finish the bracha, Bar Pri Agafen, and then last minute you realize, oh my gosh, it's beer, it's not wine, so instead you say, Shakol Nia Bidvaro. So whether the Gemara raises the question whether you're Yotzei with such a bracha or not. So Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, very important Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, if you take a look in source number 17 in the packets, for those who have them, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Amnam Rabbeinu Haigon Zichrol of Rachav Harbim and Afarshim Pasku, the mitzvos ain't and Tzrichos Kavana. He says, we know that there are many Rishonim and Go'onim that hold mitzvos ain't and Tzrichos Kavana. That if I pick up a lulav without any Kavana to be Yotzei, I'm Yotzei anyway. V'kashalahem, the Havalon Lameimar, Sha'afu Pishalon is coming to Varech al-Sheikhar Mitchila, Kimit Shinasa Mitzvah Yotza, V'amailo of Shita. Why didn't the Gemara use that to answer this question? The Gemara said, you have beer and you think it's wine, and you end up saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking you're going to finish with Baruch Pri Hagafen. So the Gemara says, is that okay? Even though you did finish with the right bracha, you finished with the Shakal Nei Bedvaro. Is that okay? Were you Yotzei? You were having in mind the wrong thing. Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, but if Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana, who cares that you were having in mind the wrong thing? You could have in mind nothing, and you're Yotzei. So why does it matter that you're having in mind the wrong thing? You could have in mind nothing, and it would be fine. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, very big chiddush. The Yeshlomer da filu misha sover the mitzvah seinat zrichs kavana hani mili b'dovr shiyishpo maisa sha maisa hu b'makom kavana kigo netilas lulav. When do we say mitzvah sein tzrichos kavana? That's if it's a mitzvah that involves a maisa mitzvah. You're going to do something that is an action of a mitzvah that is itself a maisa mitzvah. So kavana is not so important because you're picking up dalet minim. That's the mitzvah. So kavana is not going to play a critical role. But when the entire mitzvah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, avol b'mitzvah shetuliya ba'amira bilvad, when the entire mitzvah is only with words alone, the whole mitzvah is done just by speaking, there's no maisa, it's just words, well then words are meaningless without kavana. And the only way the only thing that could turn those words into a mitzvah is kavana behind those words. So Rabbeinu Yonah holds, very critical, very interesting distinction. When you have a mitzvah that inherently is a maisa, so that's inherently a mitzvah. Kavana is not going to ruin it. Lack of kavana is not going to ruin it. But when the whole mitzvah is only in words, words themselves are meaningless without the thought behind them. What are words if there's no thought, no heed paid to the words by the person saying them? So without kavana, those words mean absolutely nothing, and therefore even if the old mitzvah saying tzrichos kavana, but if it's a mitzvah that involves words, then everyone would agree mitzvos tzrichos kavana. In the very first piece in Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shachter talks about this Rabbeinu Yonah, and he quotes a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in Eshel Avram on the Magen Avram in Simon Reish Tes in Aruch Chaim discusses the following: What if a person starts a bracha, one of the brachas hashachar, let's say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Pokeach Ivrim, right? Zokif Kfufim Umatir Asurim. Let's say he says all three at one time. Just finishes off with all Pokeach Ivrim, Zokif Kfufim Umatir Asurim. Instead of saying a separate Baruch Shem Umalchus for each one, he just says all three at once. So as a person, is that an okay way to say a bracha? So absolutely not. You can't be chosim b'shtayim. You have to be chosim ba'achas. You have to finish the bracha with a decided conclusion. You can't conclude in multiple ways. So says the Prima Gadim, that which we say ein chosim b'shtayim, that's even li'ikuva. I mean, you're not even yotzei the bracha b'di'eved if you're chosim b'shtayim. If you intended, when you started a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Pokeach Ivrim Umatir Asurim V'zokev Kfufim, you're not yotzei three brachos. You're only yotzei the first bracha, and then you say Matir Asurim and Zokif Kfufim separately. So if you said Pokeach Ivrim Matir Asurim Zokif Kfufim, you yotzei Pokeach Ivrim Matir Asurim and Zokif Kfufim, you're gonna have to make separately. But let's say you started the bracha thinking I want to make the bracha of Matir Asurim, and then you made a mistake and you accidentally said Pokeach Ivrim Matir Asurim. So you did say Matir Asurim, but you stuck in there Pokeach Ivrim. Says the prima gadim, you yotze the matir asurim. Even though, had you just finished off with pokeach ivrim, you would have been yotze also, because of our Gemara, that as long as you said the right words, you're going to be yotze in the end. That's where we paskin, by the way. And even though our Gemara leaves the shayla unresolved, we say savuk brachos lahakel. So in our case of the beer that you thought was wine and then realized that it was beer halfway through the bracha, we would paskin yotze b'di'evit, savuk brachos lahakel. So Prima Gadim says the same thing over there. If you started a bracha thinking, I want to say pokeach ivrim, I want to say matir asurim, and you say pokeach ivrim, then catch yourself and say matir asurim. So in that case, you're going to be yotze. What do you say that your yotze the bracha matir asurim? Even though if you would have just said pokeach ivrim, you also would have been yotze based on our Gemara. So says Rosh Hashanah the following: what exactly is the shaila of our Gemara? Right, we said the Gemara raises the issue of Tosos and Rabbeinu Yonah raise the issue mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. Why doesn't mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana help us in our Gemara? So he says as follows: the Rabbeinu Yonah, like we know, is mechalik between mitzvos that involve a maisa versus mitzvos that involve only words. The Bach on the side of the page wonders about this, though, because in the sugya in mitzvah tzrichas kavana, in the beginning of the second parak of brachos, it talks about saying Shema, and in the context of saying Shema, the Gemara discusses mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, when it comes to saying Shema, how do you fulfill Shema? With words, right? So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there should be no discussion. Everyone should agree what? By Shema, the mitzvos tzrichos kavana, right? Everyone should agree by Shema mitzvos tzrichos kavana because it's only words. So that's a major kasha that the Bach has on Rabbeinu Yonah. So Shachta says maybe the chilik between words and maisa could be explained as follows. There's a Gemara later on, Brachos Chavav and Beis. The Gemara talks about the following case. Tav lo espalel mincha b'shabbos. A guy makes a mistake, doesn't daven mincha on Shabbos. Just happened this week, someone emailed me after Shabbos at like midnight or so. I got an email from somebody who I didn't notice was not at mincha marav on Shabbos afternoon. He said, I can't believe this happened. I took a nap on Shabbos afternoon. I just woke up. I missed mincha. Never happened to me before. What do I do now? Do I get to say Tushman Esrei? What do I do? So if you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, so the answer is that you daven two Shmon Esrei on Motzai Shabbos in your Mariv. Which one do you say Havdalah in? Which one do you say the bracha of Havdalah in? In the first Shmon Esrei, the second Shmon Esrei? The first, right? The halach is always, whenever you do Tzfilas Tashlumin, the first Shmon Esrei is your Chiyuv, and the second Shmon Esrei is your Tashlumin, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, Mavdil B'Rishon Ve'inu Mavdil B'Shniya. Let's say you were Mavdil, you said Havdalah in the second one, and not in the first one. Says the Gemara, Shnia also lo, Rishona lo also lo. Then the first Shmon Esrei didn't count for anything. The second Shmon Esrei worked. The Gemara says, wait a second. First Shmon Esrei didn't count for anything just because you didn't say Havdalah? Ask the Gemara. Let's say it's a regular Matzah Shabbos. I did daven Mincha, right? And now I'm davening Mariv. And I miss Havdalah in Mariv. Am I Yotzei? Yeah. Of course I'm Yotzei, right? So why is this any worse? Why are we saying that the first Shmon Esrei doesn't work for you if you didn't do Havdalah in the first one, you did Havdalah in the second one? So the Gemara says, Kasha. Yeah, it's actually a very good Kasha. The Gemara leaves it unresolved. So the Rashba says on the spot, when the Gemara says Kasha, it doesn't say Tiyufta. You know the rules, right? When the Gemara says Kasha, it doesn't say Tiyufta, it means we have an answer in our back pocket, but we figured we'll give the Rishonim the opportunity to answer this question because we're not in the mood. But, you know, there is an answer somewhere. So the Rashba says, so what's the answer? So he says, Ika lemeimer davitayma. The kivan da avdil b'shniya. Listen to this. Since you are saying Avdalah in the second Shmon Esrei, and you didn't say it in the first Shmon Esrei, Gali Daite de Rishona Tzali Adaita de Tashlumin Vishniya Mishum Chavaso. You're showing that when you daven that first Shmon Esrei, you were trying to use that to make up for Mincha, and that you wanted your second Shmon Esrei to be your Mariv. And that's wrong. You're not supposed to do that. If you stam, you know, you daven mincha on Shabbos and you stam davening Marav and Motzai Shabbos and you forget Atochan Antanu, so fine. Obviously, you were intending to daven Marav now, so Yotzei Marav even without the Avdalah. But if you missed Mincha, and now you're going to daven two Shmon Esreis, clearly one's going to be for Mincha, and one's going to be for Maariv, and you decide to not say Avdalah in the first one, and yes, say Avdalah in the second one, that is an open declaration that the first one is your Mincha, and the second one is your Maariv, and therefore you're not Yotzei on the first one, because you can't daven the Mincha before you were Yotzei your Chiyuv, Yotzei the second one, because that's Maariv, you still haven't daven Maariv yet. So Yotzei the second one, yeah?
Let's say you're making Tashlumin, but you forgot in the first one. Did you save in the second one to use it as a
Avdalah? No, I don't think so. So that's the Rashba's teretz. Meaning, what the Rashba's trying to say, says Rav Shechter, is that every Shmona Esrei, every weekday Shmona Esrei has the same exact words. All Shmona Esreis are the same. So what's Koveya a Shem Mincha, or a Shem Mariv, or a Shem Shachris? What determines that this Shmona Esrei is for Mincha, this one is for Shachris, this one is for... How do we make that determination? It's in the Kavanas HaGavra HaMispalel. The kavana of the person who's davening is what's koveya this Shmona Esrei, is a Mincha Shmona Esrei, a Maariv Shmona Esrei. So if you have kavana for Tashlume Mincha, that Shmona Esrei can't be a Maariv. If your first Shmona Esrei was with kavana for Tashlumin for Mincha, then it can't be a Maariv, because the kavana is what's the koveya. Rav Salvejik explained, based on this yisod of the Rashba, a Rambam, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam talks about a guy who's omid b'tefillah, v'niskar shekvar spalel. Has ever happened to you? It's happened to me once or twice. He's in the middle of davening, caught an early minion for mincha, which he doesn't normally catch because he's afraid he wasn't going to catch the later minion. And he's in the middle of davening at the later minion for mincha now. He's right in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he realizes, oh God, I already davened mincha. So what do I do now? So says the Rambam, posek v'afilu be'em tzabracha. Just walk away. Middle of a bracha, just stop, cut your losses, walk away, says the Rambam. The Ravid on the spot says, Ein kan nachas ruach. Come on. Walk away in the middle of a tefillah? Who does that? So the Ravid on the riff, in Perek Mishamesu, the Ravid on the riff says that afilu be'em sabracha, when we say that you're posek afilu be'em sabracha, which the riff paskins, and that's why the Rambam paskins that way, says the Ravid, no, imratza posek. It means if you want, you're allowed to stop. But you don't have to stop. Aval chovel of sok lo amar. Meaning if you want, you can finish the Shmon Esrei. What? How could you finish Shmon Esrei? You already davened. So we're familiar with the concept. What is it? You finish l'shem, tfilas nedava, right? You finish l'shem, tfilas nedava. But the Rambam says that you're not allowed to finish. You have to walk away. What, the Rambam doesn't hold the concept of tfilas nedava? Why can't you finish? Tfilas nedava. So says Rav Salvechik beautifully. What's koveya, whether something is a tfilas nedava or whether something is tfilas chova? They're all the same words. So what's koveya? The kavana samispala. According to this Rashba, the kavana of the person who's davening is what's koveya, the shame of the tefila. So just like when you're davening tefillas tashlum and your kavana is koveya, whether this is the mincha or this is the mariv, when you're davening, your kavana is koveya. Is this a tefillas nedava or is this a regular tefila? The first half of your Shmoneh Esrei, you thought it was a tefillas chova. The second half of Shmoneh Esrei, you thought it was a tefillas nedava. You can't have half a tefillas chova and half a tefillas nedava. So it can't be. And you don't have a kviya shame on the whole tefillah for a tefillah snedava. So he says as follows. He says, Yeshlomer dein kan tefillah achas shlema. You don't have one complete tefillah. Tishema tefillah nikva al pi kavanas agavra mispalel. V'nimtza shechetzia rishon shel tefillah hayachetza shel tefillah mincha. The first half of your tefillah was a tefillah mincha. V'chetzia sheni chetza shel tefillah snedava. And the second half is a tefillah snedava. Vein tefillah snedava, tefillah mincha. Mitztar pin yach, lavas tefillah achas. You can't daven half a Shmon Esrei, and that's why the Rambam says you have to stop, cut your losses. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's proving that you need kavana, but if you have a different kavana, then you can't.
Oh, we'll get back to that also. Good. We'll get to negative, hopefully. We'll get to negative kavana.
Not necessarily negative, but different.
Right. And is different the same as negative? Also a good question. Good. So says Rav Shechter, next step now. What's the Gemara's suffix? In our Gemara, you're holding beer, you think it's wine, you start saying Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking you're going to finish Baruch Priya Gafen, but you finish Shakol Niyav Yedvaru because you catch yourself in time. What's the suffix? So he says, maybe the suffix is like this. What's koveya, whether this bracha is a bracha on beer or a bracha on wine? So there are two possibilities. You could either say, Well, the text is koveya. This isn't like Shemoneh Esrei, where three times a day you say the same exact words. You're saying different words for different brachos. So maybe how you finish it is koveya, the same bracha. And how did you finish this? Shakol nebidvaro. Good. It's fine. It's beer. You said shakol. You're good. What's the other side? What's the ikar part of the bracha? Is the ikar part of the bracha the siyum of the bracha, the chasima? No, the ikar part of the bracha is Shem Malchus. Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam. Maybe the kavanas hagavra in the ikar part of the bracha is going to be kaveh what Shem bracha this has. So if I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam and I'm holding a cup of beer and I'm thinking Baruch Pri Hagafen when I'm saying Shem Malchus, I was kaveh this bracha as a Baruch Pri Hagafen. And I cannot be Yotze by being Messiahim, Shakol Ne'evidvaro. Because I was already Koveya it as a Bar Priya Gafen. So that could be the very Shaila that the Gemara is asking. That the Gemara is saying, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, the Rash was for sure right. Kavanas HaMispalel is going to be Koveya. But when it comes to Birchas Hananin, where each one has a different text, so then do we say that the text is the Koveya? Or do we say that the Kavana during the Shema Malchus is the koveya of the bracha? So, based on that, says Rav Shechter, if that's really the suffix of the Gemara, and that's Nibayah Deliv Shita, the Gemara never answers that Shaila, the Gemara leaves it as a suffix, and we just pass in suffix brachas lahakel. So he says, now I understand this prima gadin that we started with. If you wanted to say Pokeach Ivrim, and you finished off Zokev Kfufim, your Yotze, the bracha of Zokev Kfufim, because that's exactly the case of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Brachas lahakel." Right? That's exactly the case. You started off thinking you're going to finish with one bracha. You finished with a different bracha. You say the bracha that you finished with. Because maybe the text of the bracha is what's the koveya, and therefore, brachas lahakel, we have the right to make that assumption. But let's say you had kavana to say pokeach ivrim. And then you were mesayim, zokev kfuvim pokeach ivrim. Now you can't be yotzei both brachos because you can't be chosim b'shtayim. In chosim b'shtayim is din even le'ikuva. So you can't be yotzei both zokev pokeach ivrim and zokev kfufim. So we have to figure out which bracha are yotzei. So over here you can't say that the text is koveya over here. Why can't you say the text is koveya? Because you said two texts. So the text can't be koveya. You said zokev kfufim pokeach ivrim. So the text can't be the koveya over here. So over here, you have to say it's exactly like a case of, where do we have that the text can't be the koveya? What was the one case we had where the text can't be the koveya? Shemoneh Esrei. It's like davening two Shemoneh Esreis. So what's the koveya when you're davening two Shemoneh Esreis? So when it comes to davening two Shemoneh Esreis, the tefillah can count l'shem tashlum and the mincha, or l'shem mariv, because they're both the same nusach. So the Rashba says it depends on kavanas hagavra. It depends on what your intention is when you're davening. So over here also, says the Prima Gadim, L'kuli Alma, the din is that the Kavanas HaGavra that's Mevarich is Koveya. So if you started off thinking Pokeach Ivrim, and then you finish Pokeach Ivrim Zokev Kfufim, for some reason, yet you have no idea why, so you're Yotze Pokeach Ivrim. Because Kavanas HaGavra was Koveya, that's a bracha of Pokeach Ivrim. Text couldn't be Koveya, whenever the text can't be Koveya, it has the same din, like the Shemoneh Esrei. That was Rav Shachter's shtickle on this piece of Gemara. But I want to move more into, you got a question? I want to move more into some Yisodistic Mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana issues. If you look in source number 26, the Ran has a phenomenal chiddush in the name of the Ra'ah. The Ran writes, he's discussing the case of kfo v'achol matzah. The Gemara talks about someone stuffs matzah down your throat on Pesach. You weren't intending to eat it, they were stuffing it down your throat. Are you yotze the mitzvah of matzah? Right? So says the Ran, yeah, you know when you're yotze? If you knew that it was Pesach and you knew that what you were eating was matzah, that's when you were yotze. You just weren't having in mind to be yotze the mitzvah. But let's say you thought it wasn't Pesach. You thought it was Erev Pesach, you thought it was the day after Pesach. Maybe the reason they had to force you is because you thought it was Erev Pesach, so you thought it was Asur Eat Matzah. You didn't want to be like Baal Arusasu Bebeis Chamav, like the Yerushalmi says. So you were trying to avoid eating matzah. Good? So you were avoiding it. You had no idea it was Pesach. Or you had no idea that it was, you knew it was Pesach, but you had no idea this was matzah. Again, it was a Sparty matzah, it was so soft, you thought it had to be chametz. You had no idea that this was really matzah. So says the Ran, then for sure you're not going to be Yotze. Why? So the Ran in the name of the Ra, then for sure you're not going to be Yotze in that case. And Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. So that's the yisod, right? Even if your mitzvah says Shulchan Kavana, so you don't need Kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, right? But if you don't even realize that you're doing a mitzvah, that's less than not having Kavana. You don't even realize that this is Matzah, this is Pesach. You don't even realize that the Maisa you're doing is even a Maisa that's the mitzvah. So then, you know, what's mitzvah saying? What would be mitzvah's Ein Tzrichus Kavana? I'm picking up a lulav nesog, realizing that I'm picking up a lulav nesog, but I'm just trying to pass it to somebody. I'm not trying to do the mitzvah now. I'm just picking it up to pass it to somebody. I realize I'm picking up a lulav nesog, and I realize that it's Sukkos. So then mitzvah's Ein Tzrichus Kavana will tell me I'm Yotzei. But if I didn't even realize it was Sukkos, I didn't even realize this was Luvin and Esrog, so then, says the Ran, even if you hold Mitzvah Sein Shichas Kavana, you're not going to be Yotzei. So Rav Chanan takes this one step further. You have to figure out, though, if you agree with the step. You know, sometimes the one step further doesn't take you into deeper understanding. Rav Shaftey used to give the mashal. He said, you know, you take the A train up to YU from from Penn Station. He said, if you take the A train one step further, you're not deeper into YU. You're in an entirely different neighborhood that looks nothing like YU. So sometimes one step further, you have to be careful. So let's take a look at how Rav Chaim understands this. Kovetz Ma'amarim, source number 27. Nireh, to kofer ho'osa mitzvah. Let's say you have a person who doesn't believe in God, who does a mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah? Does he get any credits up in Shemayim for doing such a mitzvah? Says Rav Chaim, no. Ein klum, davi misasik. Because it's exactly the case of misasik, of not realizing it's Pesach, not realizing it's Matzah, because you don't realize it's a mitzvah. Even if you have the same Shrich's Kavana, and you're Ochel Matzah below Kavana Yotzei, that's only Sheyodea, Shazu Matzah Vayom Pesach. Not if you don't know. Va'kofer eino Yodea Shayom Pesach, velo Shazu Matzah. The kofer, by definition, doesn't know that it's Pesach, and he doesn't know that this is Matzah. What do you mean he doesn't know that it's Pesach? He knows. He could look at a calendar. He knows that it's Passover. He knows what matzah looks like. So what does it mean? What does Rav Chanan mean? It doesn't mean anything to him. You know, Pesach is Easter. It's the same. It doesn't mean anything. It has absolutely no mashmaos. So if it has no mashmaos to him, there's no God behind it. There's no mitzvah because there's no concept of a mitzvah. There's no God. There's no mitzvah. Right, that's why some of the Monday mitzvahs don't count the mitzvah of Amunah B'Hashem in the monks of 613 mitzvahs. Why? Because they don't think you have to believe in God? No, because it's the basis of all mitzvahs. So if you don't believe in God, there's no mitzvah. He doesn't understand the concept of a mitzvah. Lefi dato lekoshum mitzvah ba'olam. There's no such thing as a mitzvah. Wow. So says Rav Chanan in the footnote. On the Kovetz Ma'amarim, or whoever wrote the footnote, I don't know if Rav Chanan wrote this, you're going to ask me a kasha, he says, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Yisrael afal pi shechata Yisrael hu. And you're going to ask me a kasha from the Gemara in Chagiga, that poshe Yisrael are malei mitzvos karimam, that even the poshe Yisrael are full of mitzvos like a pomegranate, which supposedly has 613 seeds, but full of mitzvos or whatever, right? You're going to ask me such kashas. Listen to the lashon. Avala hashoel kain hu shoel shalomidas. Someone who's shoel like that is a shoel shalomidas. That's he's borrowing a terminology from the Zikin, a little out of context. Ki amamarim hanal v'domein akol arib maminim bikari adas al shem rasham balei averus al nasatzman. All those mamari chazal are poshe Yisrael. That's people who believe in God, but they also really like to do averos because pig is yummy. You know, it has nothing to do with, or because kosher meat is expensive, or for whatever reason. That's people who do averos, but they do believe in God. They just have this enormous yetzer hara that they very easily give into, or a small yetzer hara, more likely, that they very easily give into. Right? So that has nothing to do with our case, says Rav Chanan. A kofer is, by definition, a misasik. Can you take issue with this? Is there any reason that the kofer should be any different than the guy who doesn't realize that it's Pesach, who doesn't realize that what he's eating is matzah? So I thought it was very good. I was very convinced. And I saw Shlomo Zalman discusses this. Shlomo Zalman and Elichu Shlomo, source number 30, quotes Kovet Shirim Kasav, the kofer shasa mitzvah gon shachal matzah chashuk misasik v'lo chashuk mitzvah klal. Ulam, sorich iun rav bazeh. Kiloniskar b'shum makom diminiach tefillin b'shashay mesupak v'amunaso sheyischayv laniach shenis. So let's say it's not like black and white. You're at a time that you're like, you know, you have kashas. You're not 100% sure. So you put on tefillin in the morning, you know, after something, you know, that really rattled your emunah, LeBron James winning a championship or something like that, you know, that rattled you. If there is a God, how could this happen, you know? So you put on tefillin the next morning, and then you realize later in the day, oh my gosh, I put on tefillin, I didn't realize at the time that there was a God. I may not have realized at the time that there actually is a God. So do you have to put on tefillin again? Do we ever see that anywhere? He says, if you know that based on the system of Orthodox Judaism, this counts as a mitzvah, even if you don't know about, you're not sure about what you hold about God, that's not called a misasik. Misasik means that there's no chance that this is a mitzvah. You have no, you would, if you were asked, you would think 0%. There's no way this is a mitzvah. He says, there's no one that holds that there is no God. Everyone at some point will, there's some suffix somewhere in their mind. So it's just a question of degree. Are you misupik this much or that much? So you get 100% of Muna we're going to require for every mitzvah. Everyone has some suffix. And as long as there's some suffix, that's all you need to go out of the parsha of Misasik. Yeah.
You're just dealing with a different case, though. Because the COVID small Marlon was saying, Kofir.
Right, so but I think what Rosh Hashanah's point is that there's no such thing as a real kofar, meaning everyone has a little bit of suffix, and that even if he denies God, but you know when it comes down to it, you know he probably has some little bit of suffix. I think he says that later on. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think that's what he says later on. I'm just not going to read through the whole thing now. Okay, so that's Rav Elchanan's unique chiddush. Rav Elchanan has another unique chiddush in this sugya, a kasha. Not so much a chiddush, more a kasha. This is a little more lamdish. You got to help cup a little more for this one. Source number 31 in the Kovitz Shiurim says Rav Elchanan. Daf kuf yudal and beis ba'sagus ha'rayved al ba'al amar shilip sachem kasav. The shiny mitzvahs achilu mishar mitzvahs tzrichs kavana mishum dinehene. Let's say you normally hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichs kavana. Mitzvahs tzrichs kavana, and without kavana you're not yotzei. For matzah, let's say you will be yotzei even without kavana. Why? Because you're getting hana'ah from the achilus matzah, and the hana'ah takes the place of the kavana. Having hana'ah like gives you that kiyum mitzvah. Where do we get this idea from? That Hanah should make it like your mice all of a sudden? Because even though, let's say you're misasik to do an aver on Shabbos, you have no idea, you didn't even realize you were doing the mice, so you're reaching up to a shelf in your sleeve, caught the light switch and turned it on. Or the better example, you're walking out of the bathroom on Shabbos and you don't realize anything. You're not, you're totally in your own world and you just slap the force of habit, slap the light shut. Total misasek, not shogeg. It's not that you forgot something. You were in your own world. So you putter completely. Misasek, you don't realize where you are and you start eating a cheeseburger. Chayiv. Why? What's the difference between Shabbos and eating the cheeseburger? Misasek b'chalav m'varayos chayiv shekein ne'ane. Because you get hana. Meaning, normally, what's the chisar in misasek? That when I'm a sasek, it can't be chayv because the maisa doesn't relate to me. It's not my maisa. Because I'm in a different world. It's like my body has been taken over by some mindless spirit, and so the maisa doesn't relate back to me. But if I'm getting hana'ah from the maisa, so that's me getting the hana'ah, I'm not going to be hungry later because I had that cheeseburger. So that connects the maisa to me. That's the concept of misasek. And that's the concept of misasik b'chalav m'varayos, chayiv shekein ne'ane. Okay, let's say turning off the lights when I was leaving the room. No, enough. I'm turning off the lights. So, yeah?
If he's turning this idea from a chomer into a kula, I mean, it
sounds like it's good. Slow. So, one second. So, what's he saying? The Ravid says, just like we say that in terms of your chiyuv for violating an avera, that misasik is going to make it your maisa. So by a mitzvah, you want it to be your maisa, right? So even the mitzvah strichos kavana will tell me without kavana, mitzvahs ain't strichos kavana. Sorry, I keep getting confused. No, we'll make it. Mitzvah strichos kavana will tell me that without kavana I'm not yotze. I hold mitzvah strichos kavana, so without kavana I'm not yotze, right? Even mitzvah ain't strichos kavana, if I'm misasek, I'm not yotze. And mitzvah ain't strichos kavana, if I'm misasek, I'm not yotze, because it's not my maisa. So I'm not yotze the mitzvah. I ate matzah in a misasek way, not realizing anything. So I'm not yotze. But if nehenah, I am yotze. If I get hana, I am yotze. Why? Because as soon as I get hana, what happens? It becomes my maisa. And once it becomes my maisa, I'm yotze the mitzvah, right? That's the concept. That's what the Raivit tries to do. Tries to make that connection. If we could say it by a chiyuv, that hana'a is going to take a misasek and turn it into your maisa, so we could say it by a mitzvah also. That hana'a will take something that wasn't really your action, because it was a misasek, and it will make it your action, so now you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Raivit on the Balamar Mesach Pesachim. So he says as follows: Umizen nire de misasik bekol yisurin muter v'lo k'mash kasev l'say b'shavus shuvus v'kivayger deyren l'liftor mikarban. So he says, just as a ha'ara, when we say that you're pater in Shabbos for misasik, this cheshbon assumes that misasik means it's 100% muter. That it's not like you did an aveira, you're just not going to be chayv a karban. No, it's that you didn't do an Avera. It's not your Maisa. It's like someone else did that Maisa. It's simply not your Avera. There is a Rabbi Kiveger that thinks that Misasek is just a Patur from a Karban. He says, no, that's clearly not the assumption over here. The assumption of Misasek means it's not my Maisa. What makes it my Maisa? How could it be my Maisa even if I was Misasek? Nah. If I ate, I got Hana. That's the only thing, right? So now he says, but wait a second. The Ran writes in the name of the Ra'ah that if you're ochel matzah and you don't realize that this is matzah, you're not yotzei l'kulei alma. Nobody would hold you yotzei if you eat matzah and you don't realize that this is matzah. Why? Misasek. Because you're misasek. But wait a second. We just said what? That if you hold mitzvos, srichos kavana, right? Normally you need kavana to do the mitzvah. And you didn't have kavana, but you got hana'a, the hana'a takes the place of the kavana. And it's ki'ilu, you got the mitzvah. Not ki'ilu, you do get the mitzvah. Again, if you go from mitzvahs, easier to illustrate. If you go from, there are like three levels. Imagine I'm writing, right? There's mitzvahs, tzrichos kavana, there's yes kavana, there's no kavana, there's misasek, right? If you hold mitzvahs, tzrichos kavana, level one, and you happen to not have kavana, level two, is actually Martin? Wow. And you happen to not have kavana. And you happen to not have kavana, you're at level two. But you have hana'a, so the hana'a jumps you back up to level one. Right? That was the chiddush of the Raivit on the Balamar. That a mitzvah sachila, even if your mitzvah strichos kavana, and you didn't have kavana, right? You had zero, you had no kavana, but you had hana'a, that jumps you up. But then the Ran goes ahead and says, after quoting this, the Ran says, let's say you hold mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana. Now, you don't need kavana for the mitzvah. You'll be yotzei just like that. Down at level two, you're good. You'll be yotzei. But you were misasek. You were being forced to eat the matzah and you didn't even realize that it was matzah. Are you getting hana from it? Of course, it's filling your stomach. Still, not yotzei. It doesn't jump you up. It doesn't. The hana doesn't push you up to, from misasek to non-kavana. So says Rav Chaim, this is a stira. How can the Ran quote both of these shitos? The Ran quotes that if you're mitzvah strichos kavana, and you don't have kavana, but you have hana, you're yotzei, well then why if you're mitzvah strichos kavana, and you're not even doing the, you're misasek, so why doesn't the hana make you yotzei? That's the kasha Rav Chaim raises. He says you have to read it a few times before you get that. That's what he's saying, but that's the kasha that Rav Chaim raises. If you look in the second paragraph, it raises this question. Let's see it inside. Mash kasvar ran b'shem ra'ah. In source 31, second paragraph. Mash kasvar ran b'shem ra'ah. Ba'ochel matzah ve'ni yodesh zu matzah lo yotzeh l'kuli alma. That if you eat matzah, you don't realize it's matzah, you're not yotzeh at all, according to anybody. V'nira hatami shum davi misasek. L'chora cholik al ha-raivid. Ba'achila misasik namiyotze. That must be against the raivid. The raivid holds ba'achila, even with misasik yotze. Mitzarchi and sharan hevi divrei hara'ah. Va'acharkach hevi shitas ha-ramam l'chalik bin achila l'shar mitzvos mitayma denene. But the Ran quotes both of them. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these dinim. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch, you could say, is just trying to be machmir like the Ra'ah. But the Ran quotes both of them, la halacha. So what's going on? So my brother thought to say as follows, similar to what Perlich was saying. In Sefer Nesiach Bukhacha, he suggests as follows. And maybe, what does Hana'ah do? Hana'ah makes that the Maisa becomes my Maisa. But it does not make it ki'ilu I had kavana. Meaning, if you hold mitzvah se'ein shrichus kavana, right? So mitzvah se'ein shrichus kavana means kavana doesn't matter. That a stam maisa has kavana. But when you're misasek, it's not even my maisa. Meaning, misasek isn't, it doesn't have a shame, it's not my maisa at all. The hana'ah, you know, let's see it inside. It'll be easier to explain it that way. Source 32. V'nira del das hara'ah nuchel lefarish. Da'ad dekaim el mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana. When we say mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana, ein perusho delo kapdinon al kavanaso klal. Doesn't mean that we're not makbid, we don't care about kavana. El yolim b'inon kavana al mitzvah, ach kol shosu mitzvah nastam, amdinon daite lomar shosu kein l'shem mitzvah. Remember, this is the chakir we started the whole sugi with. When we say mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana, does that mean kavana is irrelevant? Or does it mean we have assumed kavana? And when you do mitzvah stam, yeah, probably you're having kavana. Ukimechavin dami kitiprash le'el. So he's saying it means assumed kavana. Nihidi adin vaday shalol day to lachshav mitzvah klal mekolam dina shalshem mitzvah kavid. We assume you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Leficher gabei chatos mahani shekeinene. Lis yaches meisa derech misasek lo adam osa ulshavli de meisa didei. When it comes to being chayiv for something, in order to be chayiv for something, you just need it to be your meisa. If you did the meisa avera, maybe you become chayiv, right? So when we're talking about an iser, we're talking about being chayiv for something. So then, as soon as you do the avera, and you're getting hana'ah, so that makes it your maisa. When it comes to a mitzvah, if you hold mitzvahs, even if you hold mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana, it doesn't mean that just the maisa is enough. You need maisa plus kavana l'kiyum mitzvah. So when you were misasek and you got hana'ah, what did the hana'ah do for you? The hana'ah made it that it was your maisa. Does it give you a kiyum? No, because the hana doesn't replace kavana. The hana won't give you kavana; it'll just make it your maisa. That's all the hana is gonna accomplish. Feel him in the same kavana. Hainu kanal dam dinan daiti del mitzvah kavil leyukum mechavin dami. That even if you say mitzvah sukkos kavana, it's because we assume stam you have kavana. But when you're only a misasek, hana is only gonna bring it up one madrega to make it that it's your maisa. But not enough to make you yotze your chiyuv, because you can't say that mistama he was doing it with kavana. No, he was misasek. He didn't realize what he was doing. When do we say hana works? Hana works for a chiyuv. Hana works to make you chayiv. Why does hana work to make you chayiv? Because to be chayiv, you don't need a kiyum. What do you need to be? You don't need kavana to be chayiv. What do you need? You need your maisa. That's all you're going to need in order to be chayiv. Okay. The biggest thing that we haven't yet done in Mrs. Shrix Kavana is the issue, the major machlokas rishonim, and we'll take the last 10 minutes to do this. The major machlokas rishonim about kavana lehepich, kavana not to be yotzei. Meaning, let's say old mitzvahs ain't shrix kavana, right? You don't need kavana to be yotzei a mitzvah. What if you dafka have kavana? I don't want to be yotzei a mitzvah. Do we say too bad? You did the mitzvah. Meaning, this is that same chakira. Mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana. What are we saying when we say mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana? Are we saying kavana is irrelevant? All we care about is what? Maisa. Did you do it? Did you not do it? Or are we saying, no, not that kavana is irrelevant. Kavana is very relevant. But we're going to assume, even when you don't have kavana, that you probably meant to do it l'shem mitzvah. That your stam das is l'shem mitzvah. You don't have to have active kavana. When you pick up a lulav and esrog, of course, it's l'shem mitzvah. Stam das is l'shem mitzvah. Nafkamina would be, if you have kavana, I don't want the mitzvah. Does that work? According to the first way of understanding, that we don't care about kavana. As long as you did the maisa, you got the mitzvah. So screaming, I don't want the mitzvah, doesn't help you at all. But according to the second way of understanding, yeah, it does help you, because the whole reason that mitzvah strikes kavana is because we assume kavana. When you're screaming and you don't want it, so then you don't assume any kavana. So this is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ra'ah. Tosfos Masechah Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes discusses the age-old problem of how to make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav over Las Yasad. How do you make the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav before actually taking the lulav? Because we discussed this last time, I think. Once you pick up the lulav, you're ready, Yotze. If you make the bracha while it's on the table in front of you, so then it's too far removed from between the bracha and when you're yotzei the mitzvah. So one of the things Tosfos suggests, I have a simple etza, pick up the lulav right side up, and as you're picking it up, have in mind, I don't want the mitzvah, I don't want the mitzvah, I don't want the mitzvah until I say the bracha, then say the bracha until the lulav, and then change your mind that you now do want the mitzvah, and then it's good. Then it happens right away. So what does Tosfos clearly assume? A kavana, not to be yotzei, for sure works. My brother had an interesting raya from Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's not really a good raya, he points out, but it sounded interesting at first. There's a very famous Agadita at the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah. I can see it inside, really, but in source number 42, if you want to take a look at it later, the Gemara says that in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Sefer Torah and say, whoever learned Torah, come and get your schar. And all the Yumos HaOlam are going to be all confused and say, well, wait, who's getting schar? How come we're not getting schar? And Hashem is going to say, wait, line up. Everyone's got to line up. There's too much confusion here. And they're going to say, okay, who goes first? Who gets to talk to God first? So Rome gets to talk to God first. The Romans get to talk to God first because they're Melachim, and you always let the Melech go first. Okay, fine. So what's going to happen? They're going to say, Hashem is going to say to them, no, what did you do all your lives? So they're going to say, Ribono Shelolam. Harbe shvakim tekninu, harbe merchatzalos asinu, harbe kesev ezav hirbinu. We did so many great things. We built the world. We built infrastructure. We built highways. We built marketplaces. We amassed gold and silver to be able to support an entire country, an entire empire. V'kulam lo asinu ela b'shvil Yisrael kadesh yisasku b'torah. And because we built the infrastructure, Jews had indoor plumbing, Jews had highways to ride on, Jews had garbage pickup, and they were able to sit and learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Shotim Shabiyolam, Kol Ma She'asisam L'Torach Atzmechem Asisam. You morons. You didn't do that for the Jews, you did that for yourselves. You Tikantim Shvakim, you know why you made streets? L'Hoshev Ben Zonos. So you could have Zonos available to you on the, if you don't have streets, you don't have street corners. Merchatzos, ladin mehenatzmechem. You mean merchatzos to enjoy for yourself, to get anah from. Now, if you hold Mr. Saint Srich's kavana, and you hold that even kavana, negative kavana, you're still yotzei, what kind of time does Ribbono Shelolam have? They could say, yeah, we know. But still, mitzvah sein tzrichs kavana, even kavana lahefich, kavana not to be yotzei the mitzvah, even kavana l'davar acher maybe, I'm having kavana for something else, maybe that's good enough too. So why is this not a good raya? So first of all, there might be a difference between kavana for something else and kavana to not be yotzei the mitzvah, maybe. Meaning when you're actually replacing that kavana with something else, there might be a difference. But aside from that, is it a mitzvah to build streets? Where is that in the Torah mitzvah? Which mitzvah is that to build streets? It's not really a mitzvah to build streets. It's the kind of action that can become a mitzvah when you infuse it with meaning. But it's not a mitzvah unless it's infused with meaning. Meaning, Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah inherently. It's a mitzvah whether you have kavana or you don't have kavana if you hold Mitzvah Sein Shuk's kavana. It's a mitzvah. Building streets isn't a mitzvah. Building tunnels isn't a mitzvah. Building plumbing isn't a mitzvah. But when you do it for the right reasons, of course it becomes a mitzvah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam's taina is, you never made it into a mitzvah to begin with. So that's why maybe it's not a good raya for our sugya. Beis Yosef Yamas told the other way. Beis Yosef holds, if you hold Mitzvah in Shichas Kavani, even if the guy is Amad Vitzavach, he's sitting there screaming, I don't want the mitzvah, I don't want the mitzvah, I don't want the mitzvah, he gets the mitzvah anyway. So where does this come up? Shulchan Aruch in Tav Pei Tes in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, very famous psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, someone asks you, what night of Sfira is it tonight? And you haven't yet counted, and it's right now it's been a Shmashos. So what do you do? Can't tell them what night it is, because if just in case Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana, by telling him what night it is, you might be Yotzei the Mitzvah, even though you're not having Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. Just in case Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, by the way, Paskin's Mitzvah Srichos Kavana. But okay, maybe for Drabanan it's different. Sfira Somer's Banan says Drabanan. So you can't tell them what night it is. Says the Taz on that line in Shulchan Aruch. Says, I don't understand. Lama lo yashva yom kach v'kach. Just say, today is such and such a day. And he says, the Taz says, well, you see from the fact that you can't respond to him is that even if you'll miss the Saint Shrich's Kavana, I'm sorry, he says, it must be Shulchan Aruch holds that even if you say Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana, when you have Kavana Lehepich, Shalol Latzeis, that would for sure be good enough. Right? Kavana not to be Yotze would for sure be good enough. So says the Taz, I don't understand. There's a simpler Eitza. Just tell the guy what night it is and have Kavana not to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? Whether that's a viable Eitza in this situation is totally on these two deals in Rishonim. Does Kavana Lehepich work? The extension to this possibility of Kavana Lehepich working to avoid a mitzvah is a phenomenal chiddush of the Netziv in Meshav Dover. The Netziv in Meshav Dover, and this is a very halacha l'maisa Netziv that people rely on nowadays because they have no choice. There's something called Shemus. The Torah tells us you have to destroy all the avodah zarahs. You're not allowed to destroy God or God's name, right? What do you do with all the dvarma yotzim and aleves and all the all the Torah sheets and all the different rebbeim give you 50 pages of marmakomos? There's a limit. What are you going to do? What do you do with all this stuff? So the Netziv didn't yet have that. There's not yet parsha sheets in every shul yet. But the Netziv had a different issue that someone asked him about. They asked him about, they used to, when they would print Svarim, they would first have to print a trial run of the Sefer, and then they'd make all the corrections on the trial thing, and then they would reset all the corrections. And what would they do with the galleys, with the Svarim that they printed out that they're not going to use, that they're not going to put into mass production? So there was too much to bury all that stuff. Printing houses, they just had too much stuff, they couldn't bury all of it. So what they started to do is cutting it up and making it the binding of the Svarim. If you look at old Svarim from hundreds of years ago, you look at the binding, you could actually see, if anyone's a Svarim collector, if I actually once went to Sotheby's, they had a Svarim collection from unbelievable stuff, hundreds, first ever Jewish book printed, unbelievable stuff. And the bindings of the Svarim, you actually saw. You saw words in the bindings of the Svarim. That's what they did with it. So it was asked, is this okay? So says the Netziv, if you hold Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana, and Kavana Lehepich works, even if you hold Mitzvah Sein Srichos Kavana, and Kavana Lehepich works to make it that you're not Yotzei a Mitzvah, so he says, probably when it comes to infusing something with Kedusha, Kavana Lehepich works also. If it works for mitzvos, it may work with Chaloshim Kedusha. Meaning, there's certainly it's not just the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei that create the Kedusha. If a Min writes a Sefer Torah, an Apikoros writes a Sefer Torah, you burn it. With all the Shemos HaKadosh. Because there's no Kedusha whatsoever. So what makes the Kedusha? In some way, the Kavana plays some role in making the Kedusha. So the Netziv says, if you have no Kavana, so you say, well, Ein Srichos Kavana is still going to work. It'll still have Kedusha. But if you have Kavana not to be Mekadeshit, then it's not going to have Kedusha. But they sent him the printing houses, didn't have Kavana not to be Mekadesh, they just didn't think anything. They just ran it through. I don't know. The guy who was working there just turned on the machine. He didn't have any Kavana. He said, I'll bring you a raya that whenever having Kavana would turn out to be to your detriment, then it's Ki'ilu you had Kavana not to be Yotze. it's true by mitzvos, and it will be true over here also. Having kavana to print out the 500 copies of Tzvar Ba'yotzman Alev with Kedusha would be to our detriment. Therefore, it's ki'ilu we have kavana not to give it Kedusha. That it's like chad pa'mi to be used once and then discarded. Says in its Siv, the raya is the Gemara Pesachim. You eat chazeres before matzah, you have to make a bracha on the chazeres after the matzah. You eat something that's kosher from marah during karpas, you still make a bracha when you eat marah. Did you have a feirish kavana, not feirish kavana? So it doesn't matter. Matzah is supposed to come first, so it's to your detriment to be yotzei marah earlier. So since matzah is supposed to come first, so melu, we work with the natural assumption that you had kavana not to be yotzei the marah when you ate the karpas. Melu, you're only yotzei the marah afterwards. Because kavana lahepich works. That's the Netziv's application.
Yeah. Does that imply that if you have negative kavana and you write specifically Yukevavke, or if you write a Sefer Torah and you have kavana that they shouldn't have Kedusha?
The Netziv holds it would not have Kedusha. Correct. The Netziv holds that way. People don't really just rely on this Netziv hook, line, and sing. You know, they don't take it all, but they use it as a Snif Lahakel at least. Rav Asher Weiss also uses a Snif Lahakel in the Shuvas. All right, there's a lot more of Mitzvah's kavana, but I think it's time to move on. So tomorrow we'll be on to other exciting topics.